All right. Hello, people of Substack and possibly people on Spotify and other platforms if I decide to put this on the podcast. I am going to give you the audio version of today's piece because it is very long. And for some people, it is easier to listen. Ignore the fan in the background if you can hear it. My computer is riding the struggle bus with the amount of various music and video files that are on it right now. All right, so today you are going to hear something called It Is No Wonder at All, dystopian conspiracy poetry from a coal mine canary. This is on Ahrimanic Prophecy, My Coal Mine Canary Warnings from the Machine, Teachings from Ben Saduno, and resources from the likes of Rudolf Steiner and a few others. If you would like those resources and you are not listening on Substack, you should go to the Substack article. Okay, this is a very long poem. It is no wonder at all. I hate these apps, these sites we gather on, yet here I am in avoidance, distraction. I feel like my soul is being sucked out of my eyes. The longer I look at this screen, this phone, no. Something isn't right. It's beyond the scope of disharmony or hysteria. This is something else. It is no wonder at all. Human affairs have gone so far off the rails, no one is home. And the ones who spin the web, pierce the veil with malintent, construct the grids, are tampering with forces that are, to the general population, unknown. But we are certainly known to them. We specialize in neglect by way of virtual realities and immorality. Illusion, deception, synthetic, wide open to possession, parasocial relationships and blindfolded demands from strangers who assume they know your life and you just because they see an avatar. It is no wonder at all. We treat each other the same in real life. They fall in lust with my avatar, or in judgment, or fear, by way of their projection. Born of sloth, scattered mental, delusional expectations, and shallow natures. And rarely, if ever, do they see me. We are viewed as advertisements, products, to a parasite's psyche. They say, "What can I get from you?" It is no wonder at all that people do not believe in God. How can you have eyes to see if you lunge at avatars? If you cannot truly see a person, you can never know love. If you don't have eyes to see that God lives in everyone. Pause in the poetry here for a quote from Ben Saduno. His quote says, "Man has to aspire to find the souls. He has to see the divine soul in every man. Otherwise, we are still in the area of shadows. As long as you watch only the outward, it is a misunderstood business." That's taken from his book, Harmonizing of the Human Soul. Back to the poem. You will never see God in them if you haven't seen the universe behind and within their eyes. How blunted, retarded, domesticated and numb have we become. I have known monsters in human form, and I have even seen God in them. Though I do not allow them close, I still love them because I saw the divine, and I love the divine. It is no different when expressed in them. Some souls are trapped in their vessel. They are not the only ones home. Often, there are uninvited guests that they mistake as their own. It is said that if you feel the love for 1/1000th of a second, it can never be disrupted. This I testify to be true. But if it is interrupted, if it betrays, if it never sees, then it is not the love, and therefore it was never love. We must unplug and clear our sight, hearts, and minds to see one another. Then you will see God. If we neglect ourselves, we neglect others and detach ourselves from the all. Therefore, it is no wonder, no wonder at all, that people can do the works once assigned to landmines with no conscience at all. This is the suicide of humanity, and we allow it. Every time we trade molecules for pixels, convenience for surveillance, and true potency for generics. I am not a Walgreens RX. I am not here for your disposal, usage, or convenience. I will not dispense to feed your vices or co-sign your avoidance. No longer will I volunteer to have my energy harvested. The net. Who thought it was a good idea to sign up for something even a fish knows to avoid? Are we surprised it's cramped? Are we surprised we're at the mercy of the owners? Are we surprised we can't breathe? Are we surprised we traded the freedom of a vast ocean for a whirlwind of psychosis, information overload, and feel insane? Minds operate like a Pavlovian dog with a gambling addiction. All the virtual world's a slot machine, and you never run out of credits to pull the lever until you die. That's another reason it has no meaning. It never ends. Pause now for a quote from Rudolf Steiner. He says, "And in particular, already in the fifth epoch, it will be possible for men to bring evil over the earth by exploiting the force of electricity, which will assume far greater dimensions than hitherto. Even directly out of the force of electricity itself, evil comes over the earth." For the far greater dimensions reference, see CERN, HARP, the EMF 5G to 10G grid, etc. Any form of this has intent and ability to make our ability for basic functioning very difficult, destroys organic genetic structures, including our own, disrupts and destroys barriers built between realms, etc. All right, back to the poem. This is how cattle is developed. This is how people are castrated. These are the silent weapons in the quiet war. This is the warning of the yogis, the rishis, the seers, the Rosicrucians, the Mayans. We're in it now and can't think. Our signal is jammed from an onslaught of noise that never dies. This is how parental instincts to love and protect children and family are severed entirely. A socially engineered preoccupation with nothing, with an insatiable lust for everything. While mechanisms of basic survival and instincts inherently human, all things that make life worth living are outsourced or erased. We can't have you feeling alive if we intend to keep you enslaved, and we certainly can't risk the potential for any of you to mobilize. So, anhedonia is prescribed for you all. You will feel nothing. True evil is indifference. Our cure is in the love, but we're afraid of each other. There are so many programs running at once. The easiest way to say it is, the algorithm told you who friend and foe was, and the foe is everyone, according to the machine. So, stay on the platform, avoid people, wear your mask. That's why people folded during the COVID scam. They were already wearing masks. They just made their insides match their outsides. They were already social distancing. They just made their insides match their outsides. They were already self-quarantined. They just made their insides match their outsides. The Ahrimanic prophecy, the Ahrimanic way. It pains great that we shout into the void with treasures of our souls and hear no echo because we have not conformed. And those who have conformed have nothing to say. Nothing at all. Bypassing the killing of humanity lies in making connections in real life. One could use these tools of tech to grand scheme mobilize, but is it any wonder at all that we stop at the platform? never to board a train to an actual destination, or come to think, anything, anywhere, at all. How are your stats and numbers doing with the other ghosts in limbo? It is no wonder at all, because people are afraid of people, afraid of eye contact, afraid of feeling, afraid of being alive. Or so addicted to dopamine hits, they're too selfish to behave as if anybody but them exists. Unless, of course, you're a meal ticket or their next fix. Don't worry, when smiling faces like these approach, it will be very short-lived. I hope you survive it. So, it is no wonder at all that we are ghosts in the machine, unknowing disciples and slaves of Ahriman, used by instead of using this technology. How could we possibly organize on a larger scale, given the gift of reaching those in distant lands in less than 1 second, if we can't organize our own selves? If we can't organize our relationships with principles of balance, harmony, love, honesty? If we can't organize locally, in community, then surely it is no wonder at all that we will not organize anything on these platforms, endlessly waiting on a false promise of arrival that never comes. So, what are we doing? With the flip of a switch, and this is a when, not an if, the grid goes down. All our works, songs, poetry, consciousness, connections with people whose voices we've never heard or faces we've never seen, delete. No evidence, never more, nothing. They'll tell the ones who survive it was all a dream. Analog your FaceTime, analog your works, analog your dialogue, step foot on the earth. Don't worry, this will all end soon. But do not be so arrogant to think you'll have the opportunity to come back here anytime soon. And do not be so arrogant to think you'll get to leave here just because you were disembodied at the moment we call death anytime soon. Do not be so arrogant to think you know where you're going or that there are only two or three options. You have been deceived. Infinite is the all. Infinite are the realms. I've heard the line is very long to get into this school. On that particular note, I end my prose and I leave you with a few final words from Bensaduno. He says, "If the thought that what you are striving for is impossible to achieve, then pronounce the following words. It is impossible for me. But for the God within me, it is possible. Why would you say that you will put it off for another rebirth? It is not clear whether you will have such favorable conditions then. Do your work now. For instance, somebody works with cement and leaves the work for tomorrow, but the next day the temperature changes and then it would not be possible to do the work with cement." Again, that was an excerpt from Harmonizing of the Human Soul. And he is speaking of, do not put off your tests in this life. Do the work now, because you don't know where you're going. You don't know that you will have such favorable conditions, regardless of your current circumstance, regardless of how hard life has been or is. If you're listening to this, if you're conscious, you're under favorable conditions. So, let's see, the rest of the article is all resources, links, links to books, archives, multiple videos surrounding, well, much, much more than what I talked about, but definitely what I spoke on as well. So, I hope you enjoyed, and I hope to see you over on Substack if you are not already there and listening to this on another platform. And I hope everyone is well and can find it in themselves to wish well for not only themselves, but for others, whether they are neutral, loved one, or adversary alike. See you next time. Or rather, hear you in the machine, in the void. Bye.